This past Friday, Obama vetoed a UN resolution condemning Israeli settlements in the occupied West Bank. Although Obama called for a settlement freeze at the outset of his presidency, he's been backpedaling ever since. Why? Pressure from the Jewish lobby, that's why. And the pressure begins inside the White House. Those closest to Obama are all Zionist Jews. His Chicago ad man, David Axelrod, his economic advisor and financial supporter, Chicago billionaire Penny Pritzker, and his special advisor, Valerie Jarrett, Chicago leftist activist. Now, these three have got Obama cornered, and they may be rightly called the lobby's foxes guarding the hen house. Moving beyond the Oval Office to Capitol Hill, the heat on Obama to toe the Zionist line rises. Jewish lobbies like AIPAC, the Anti-Defamation League, the Conference of Presidents of Major Jewish Organizations, not to mention the countless Zionist think tanks, have got Capitol Hill by the throat. For instance, AIPAC keeps a running profile on every congressman and senator on their website, tracking their voting records on Israel, a clear intimidation tactic. One false move from an offending politician, and he will see his opponent propped up and paid for by AIPAC in the next election. Expanding the encirclement of Obama to Wall Street, the power of Jewish banks like Goldman Sachs and Citigroup reaches far beyond their campaign contributions to Obama. These banks are linked to the global Zionist financial network, whose agenda is to keep Israel at the center of their Judaic world order. Now, if we put all these forces together, the White House insiders, the Zionist bought Congress, White House, Wall Street linked to the global Zionist financial network, there's one remaining ingredient to ensure a puppet in the White House, the Jewish-owned press. The entire UN, except for America, condemned the Israeli settlements last week, yet hardly any mention of it was made in the evening news. Ron Paul ran for president in the last election, and he'll probably run again. Yet, the press and media ignores him. Most Americans don't have a clue who Ron Paul is. The Jewish-owned press has made sure of that. Why? Well, Ron Paul is against sending money to Israel, and he wants to end the Fed, the hand that feeds the Zionist beast. Now, Obama can say all that he thinks that the public needs to hear. But once the Zionist trigger is pulled, out comes the Manchurian candidate, who though he says one thing, acts in quite another. An alien force has now occupied America. Will Obama's Zionist masters put their puppet back in the White House in 2012? America, you're now at the 11th hour.